We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. April 5th, 4-5. We're talking 45s, all kinds of good stuff with the gunsmith himself, Jonathan Smith.
Glad to be here, Daniel.
It's good to have you. A little more on the history on 45s.
Yeah, well, we got some, you know, a little history with weather this week, too. So this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Oh. And, you know, with torrential rains and high winds, you know, the occasional tornado, it's been kind of a rough time. So you know, your roof might be showing some damage.
I was listening to, you did a little patching for me way back when.
Oh, a long time ago. Yeah, and you had some high wind damage.
And it was bad last night, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. I got a spot where I don't get a lot of sun, too, and I got some moss. You know, and you got to get rid of that crap.
There's some spray you can put up there. You know, it kills the moss.
I've got it, and I've got a sprayer. And I'm gonna do that. Yeah. But at some point, I mean, it's 20 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have to have Tim get out here before.
They'll do your house in one day with a big crew.
Yeah,
and it's very nice to have that done when it's, you know, that's what you worry about is weather changes so fast in Michigan.
Yeah,
you know, it might be cold and rainy in the morning, and it'll be 90 degrees in the afternoon, or vice versa. So
I think I'm okay right now, but it won't be long, and I'll definitely have them come up and do it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have them just come up and take a look just to let me know, but it won't be long, and it'll be ready.
He drives by on the way to hunt camp. He'll drive.
Oh, there you go. On his way to the compound.
He could stop by.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. So since 1971, Tri-County Roofing's been around. And no matter what the problems you have with your roof, they've got a recipe to fix it. So your roof is, if you need repairs or replacement, or if you got new construction, you're putting an addition on, get it done right the first time. Get a hold of Tri-County Roofing, 810-732.
I wouldn't call anybody else.
Just wherever.
And
he doesn't
do tons of residential.
No, but he'll do them.
They've done it. He's got all the experience you could ever want. I mean, they really emphasize though the commercial flat roofs.
Yep. And I was always doing additions, you know, because I didn't do whole houses.
Right.
I was always doing additions, and he would. What you never want is you never want to tie into an old roof to go bad.
Yes.
So I would always have him do the roofs.
Redo
and
the whole
never
thing.
Never had a problem, you know. They're done right. So get a hold of them. You'll be glad you did. You can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. It'll take you right to Tri-County Roofing, and or just give them a buzz, 810-732-7740. Since 1971, where integrity starts at the top.
Now, I'm guessing he might have a few 45s, or is he one of the whiners?
No, I don't want to divulge anybody's collection, but he's got a collection.
Okay.
So
he's not a whiner then. He's not going to complain about a 45.
I think I've actually sold him a couple of 45s over mine.
All right. There you go. Because
I try them and check them out, and the next thing you know, it's like, hey, what do you want for that one? You know, and it's like, I'm always swapping guns and trading stuff. So over the years. Yeah, he's got a couple 45s from me, but he does good. He loves shooting them, and his son loves shooting them, and his wife loves shooting them. So we go to the range. We go as a family.
Yeah.
You know? So, but the 45 ACP or the 45 automatic was not the first 45 caliber handgun that was like adopted by the military. Its predecessor was the 45 long Colt, and then before that, it was the 45 caliber Schofield. So now the 45 long Colt came around 1872, and that was what Sam Colt, you know, that's what they wanted to put in Sam Colt's guns. The early Colts were smaller. They were 32, 38 caliber, a lot of different calibers. But in 1872, well after the Civil War, the 45 long Colt came around. Now, the interesting thing is, It was in the lever action guns too. The Henry lever actions would shoot them, and Colt had 45 lever action guns. Winchester had them. It was a big bore six shooter handgun, in the Colt single action army, which is the old Western style John Wayne style gun, and they were big bores, man. They were powerful, good guns, but they were designed to be used with black powder. And so they were limited on the strength. The metal was only so good. Compared to today's 45 long Colts that you can buy. You can load the crap out of the new ones and use the high pressure rounds. But those old ones, they blew up. They blew up if they had too much powder in them. The cylinders, the 6-shot cylinders would blow right in half. And shrapnel would hit the shooter and the person next to you and all that kind of stuff. The guns would break right in two pretty much, or 6 or 8, but they really blew up. So they were potent, but not, you know, not as powerful as they could have been had they built them with better metal, that's for sure. But by the turn of the century, they did that 45 long Colt reigned as the military sidearm for 19 years. And with John Browning working on the job, he, you know, designed the 45 long Colt to be, or designed it to be different from the long Colt, the same size bullet, but using the new smokeless powder brass rounds. It was just a smart choice all the way around. And the not being black powder, you got higher energy. You got much better than actually what happened was in 1892, the military designed the 38 long Colt, which again went down in size. And that's the gun that they deemed ineffective in the Philippine Wars. It was ineffective at stopping people because it was a very easy to shoot gun. And 38 long Colts are still easy to shoot, but they are basically ineffective with terminal performance. So they don't stop people. They don't stop an aggressor coming at you. So it was replaced. The 38 long Colt was replaced by the 45 automatic. So previous to the 45 long Colt, the Schofield, which was even earlier, was a very short 45, but it was again kind of ineffective except for a real close range. Like you wouldn't want to go out plinking rabbits or something or trying to kill dinner if it was 75 yards out, because the bullet's dropping 2 feet in 75 yards. So it was less powerful, and it was a very short round. So that's why Colt called the 45 long Colt a long Colt. Okay, does that make sense? They wanted there to be a marketable difference in the round so that they knew they were getting a bigger, more powerful round. And, you know, a lot of people thought it was like the gun that won the West, but it did do a very good job of marketing because they're still popular to this day. 45 long Colt ammunition is expensive. It is good, and it is sometimes hard to find, but they still make a ton of it because the Western shooters still love it. If you've got a one of those Judge handguns that shoots shotgun shells, it also shoots 45 long Colts usually. So anyways, they're good rounds that were previous to the 45 automatic, but we're talking about the 45 automatic in this show. So in 1917, Colt made another revolver. And what happened was, World War II, they couldn't make the automatic handguns fast enough. They needed more handguns for the military. So they came out with a Colt revolver, 6-shot. It's a big gun. It is a big service weapon. It had a lanyard on the end of the grip so that you could, in the trench wars of World War I, you had a leather strap that held your gun to your body so that you couldn't lose your gun if you fell down the trench. And those 45 Colts from back then, they used what's called moon clips. 2 half moons, each one held 3 shells. You could have those in your pockets, and you could pop the shells out of the gun and throw 2 moon clips in there with 6 shells, and you could reload the gun quickly for trench-style warfare. They were big guns. They worked good. They were also used for police officers' guns back here in the States. They were double-action revolvers, though. And you still see them. They're very collectible. You see them at gun shows, and you know, they display them well, and they really, really are one of the most collectible guns from World War I, as is the 45 ACP handguns, the semi-automatic pistols. You know, and there's a difference, Dan. A pistol is a semi-automatic, but a revolver is a revolver. Okay, so the pistol and the revolver, 2 different style guns. Now, Then along comes 1920, and a little thing happened. A guy named General John T. Thompson filed his patent on December 2nd, 1920. He was retired, and he wanted to come up with a gun after retiring during World War I. He was big in the Spanish-American Wars and all that stuff, too. He wanted to get a gun called the trench broom. In other words, sweep the trenches, kill everybody in it, and he designed the Thompson submachine gun. And still today,
AKA Tommy Gun.
Tommy Gun, exactly. And another truly iconic American firearm, and it does chamber 45 ACPs. So that is a nutshell of where we came to with the history of the 45 ACP. And even today, 45 ACPs are highly sought after, just a tremendous amount of them on the market. And we're going to get into that in the next segment pretty good. But I'm telling you, there are so many to choose from. And you can still go buy the Tommy gun, which is now owned by Carr Firearms, a very good American gun maker. And you can still get those guns and just have an absolute ball with them. They still are a crowd pleaser, to say the least. And if you happen to be wealthy enough to be able to spend $20,000 or $30,000 and buy one that's fully automatic and get all the licensing for it, you'll probably please a bigger crowd, but you'll spend more money on ammo because it shoots a lot of ammo.
Yeah.
And they, oddly enough, they thought it was going to be a nice light gun to handle. Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't. There's so much machining, and they're so expensive to make. The cost has stayed high on them. Usually right now you see them, they're between $2,000 and $3,000 just for a semi-automatic. But they are beautiful guns. And
Now, did you want to talk about the gun show?
I do. The Lapeer County Sportsman's Club, thank you, Dan, for the segue. Remember to mark your calendars. Saturday, May 10th from 10 to 3, is the Lapeer County Sportsman's Club's gun show. Now, it's out there on North Lake George Road in Attica. It's halfway between Imlay City and Lapeer. May 10th, 9 to 3. And I think they still have tables for rent. I'm not positive, but we'll find out. You can get a hold of Dave Kopp, K-O-P-P, at 810-660-7741. And I hope to see you out there. I plan on being there. So
when is it again? What's
the
date?
It is May 10th from 9 to 3 p.m. So it's Saturday, May 10th.
And you'll have details probably at your Facebook page. And
I will once I have everything set. And I know I got my table all set for it. Okay. I just don't have it confirmed yet.
Gotcha. So, keep checking back there. I mean, it's a good resource, whatever you're looking for. The Gunsmith Show on Facebook and the GSS.com, the website.
It's like tomorrow we got that big Ducks Unlimited shoot. Out at the Rooster Ranch out in Ubley.
That's right.
So we'll talked be out there tomorrow, last so week. It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Gunsmith Show on US 103.1.